For this Wednesday, June 25th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Officials with the University of Southern Indiana say the school has become an official member of the NCAA's Division I. The NCAA Division I Board of Directors confirmed USI's move to full active Division I membership during a meeting on Monday. This completes an accelerated transition process that positions the Screaming Eagles to compete in NCAA Division I postseason championships in all 19 intercollegiate sports beginning in the 2025-26 season. USI becomes the 11th official NCAA Division I athletic program, 7th public in the state of Indiana, and is a full member of the Ohio Valley Conference. The Screaming Eagles announced in February their intent to pursue an expedited reclassification after the NCAA issued guidance allowing for the possibility of such transitions. USI's first matchups of the 2025-26 season as official full members of NCAA Division I athletics include women's soccer, men's soccer, and volleyball in the fall. Governor Mike Braun announced that all 15 of Indiana's public colleges and universities, including main and regional campuses, have committed to holding tuition and mandatory fees flat for in-state undergraduate students for the 2025-26 and 2026-27 academic years. Officials say this historic action is in response to Governor Braun's request to implement a 0% increase in tuition and mandatory fees. According to state records, this is the first time since at least 2010 that more than two campuses have simultaneously held tuition flat. Officials say during each biennium, the Commission for Higher Education must make tuition and mandatory fee recommendations for Indiana's public institutions within 30 days of the enactment of the state budget. For the first time ever, the Commission unanimously voted in support of Governor Braun's recommendation to hold tuition and mandatory fees flat for Indiana students. A heat advisory remains in effect through Friday for the tri-state area, with the temperatures at dangerous levels for the next few days. The Alexandrian Public Library in Mount Vernon wants to remind the community that they can stop in to cool off and get a drink of water during business hours. They are open from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Evansville City officials say there are multiple cooling centers available for the public to use also, according to city officials. The C.K. Newsom Center will open as a cooling center during business hours all week. They say all Evansville Public Library locations are also available for people to come in and cool off during their business hours. From Major League Baseball on Tuesday, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Chicago Cubs 8-7 at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The Redbirds have won the first two games of the four-game series and improved to 44-36. The Cubs slide to 46-33. Game 3 of the series is tonight at 6:45. The Cincinnati Reds beat the New York Yankees at home for a second straight evening as the Reds won 5-4 in 11 innings. Cincinnati runs their record of 42-38. They go for the three-game sweep this evening at 6:10. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, June 25th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.